like to talk with you.
Who?
Secretary Freeman.
I just told him.
Thank you.
What?
Just a moment, sir.
Thank you.
Report to you if you have a minute about my conference with Senator Ellender.
You bet you, Orville. Go ahead. I'm sorry I missed you last night, and I've been had a hectic day of press conferences and everything today.
Read real good.
Thank you.
Read real good. Have you seen the memoranda that I brought into Bill?
No, I haven't. Bill who? Bill Moyer?
Yes.
No?
Now, there's a detailed memoranda on this.
No, wait just a second. Go ahead. I just seen my wife on television here in the office.
Oh, well, that's more important than listening to me.
No.
It comes down to this. We had, I think, a very useful...
Go out there and see what Bill Moyer did, that memorandum of Secretary Freeman. Go ahead.
I spent about an hour and a half with him.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him the numbers and the detailed figures in connection with the cotton proposals. Urged very strongly on him the Talmadge bill. For the first time, he began to indicate some interest in it. By the same token, on the wheat thing, he recognizes now that we're going to have to do something about cotton. And that
does he admit that we can't pass the Cooley bill?
He's against the Cooley bill.
Well, I know it, but they all tell me that we can pass it.
Well, I think we'll have a much better chance of passing the Talmadge bill, and it's better, and they don't want to pass the Cooley bill.
Well, now, there's a lot of them that do want to pass it, aren't they?
Well, as this memo said, and when I called you the other day, I knew there was going to be some pressure in connection with it.
Yeah, they are pressuring right now.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be easier to pass the Cooley bill if we could pass it? Wouldn't it be easier to get it than to get the Talmadge bill and go back and not take it in conference?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think we ought to hold tough on the Talmadge bill. I think we can pass the Talmadge bill through the Senate, and then we can pass it through the House.
Mm-hmm.
In the House, everyone said, we're for the Talmadge bill, but we think we can't pass it, and therefore...
Wait just a second. I got Goldwater's announcement. Louder. No, it's all right. He's just getting he's being abused.
the Talmadge bill, the Cooley bill is no answer to our problem. We're going to continue to accumulate surpluses under it. It's going to cost more.
Well, why are we for it then?
Well, we were for it simply because we had to get something passed in the House first. And we could never get the Talmadge.
Now, they tell me that every damn fella in the country has quit buying right now. I'm not going to buy another damn thing that J.C. Penney cut off yesterday because they think that they're going to get reimbursed 8 cents or whatever the Cooley bill provides. And that all your mills have got a hell of a thing on their shape because the delay now, and they're going to wait and see what happens to the bill.
Well, they've been delayed and waiting to see what's going to happen to the bill now for a year, and this has been one of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing new about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not saying anything new, but is it the fact?
Pardon?
I said that J.C. Penney called him up yesterday and said we'll buy no more now until the Senate passes because it looks like we get a reduced price.
I don't know whether that's a fact or not because no one, to my knowledge, called the department or me and said this, but they've been saying this, and in part they've been doing this, and they got their inventories down anyhow, and this is just a pure pressure play.
Mm-hmm.
But this Cooley bill is something that does not solve our problems, and the Talmadge bill is something that will. And I think that if you took a firm stand on it, and I told Ellender that this was very strongly our position, has been consistently administration position. We supported both bills, and everybody says The gentleman's bill is vastly smaller.
We better come in Monday and talk about it, because I don't want to be the Cooley bill in the House and some other bill in the Senate. That's the shape I'm in. I'm in a hell of a shape if we're against the Cooley bill. If we can't pass the Cooley bill, that's something else. But I thought we were for the bill. I wouldn't have been for it in the House. I thought that Kennedy was for it, wasn't he?
He was for the Cooley bill in the House and for the Talmadge bill in the Senate.
Oh, well, I ain't going that far, because I don't know. I hate to put the House out on that kind of a limb, pass one bill and then change my mind and get over to another place.
Well, you're not really changing your mind, Mr. President. This has been a consistent position, and this is the reason I call that.
Well, not consistent to me, because I haven't had any.
Well,
I mean, I've just been for the Cooley bill up to now, right?
Right.
So I haven't been consistent. I don't want to be inconsistent. If I change from the Cooley bill, looks like I have some problems. Let's go over this Monday.
Well, I'm not going to be in town Monday.
All right, when are you going to be back?
I'll be back Wednesday morning.
All right, we'll have to go over it Wednesday morning then. But if we're going to get something passed, we're going to have to get on it.
Well,
where are you going?
Let me see. I'm going to be in Oklahoma and then on to the GTA, Farmers Union, Oklahoma, GTA in Minneapolis on Tuesday afternoon and back in Tuesday night.
Damn, if y'all not taking that whole government out to Minneapolis, aren't you?
Rusk is going to be there that night, yes.
Rusk and Humphrey knew. How the hell do you expect me to run the show if you're all gone?
But
I'll see you Wednesday.
All right, but let me say this again. Please, that's why I wanted to reach you right away. Read this memoranda.
All right, I'll read it.
And watch this, because this really is important.
Yeah, but I'm still for the Cooley bill. I haven't abandoned it yet, so you've got to give me more than you've got up to now to get me to get off. When I started the guy, I stay with him. And I didn't know a damn thing about it. I just assumed that you and Kennedy knew what you'd done, but I didn't think you were going to ride him half the way and then quit him.
Well, Cooley and all of these people...
No, they're not. I'm just getting wires. Cooley cutting bills now before the Senate committee. Early favorable action is passed by the House of the President's strong support is a paramount concern to all legitimate cotton producers. The delegation unanimously opposes the Talmadge bill, which is believed to be legislative descendant of the hated Brannon plan, will disrupt the entire cotton industry on all levels. Our producers and processors cannot disregard the importance of the President's support of the Cotton Cooley Bill in the House and would be even more indebted to the President for his continuing support this only workable piece of cotton legislation in Congress this year. We'd appreciate your bringing this to the President's attention at the earliest possible moment. That's what one of our boys from the South sent us.
Well, there's going to be, and as this memo says, and that's why I tried to reach you day before, because I knew that precisely this is what's going to happen. These fellas smell a lot of dollars. This is what they we're just going to go from bad to worse. We're going to get ridiculed on this program. And this Cooley business is a subsidy on top of subsidy on top of subsidy. And this was the only way we could get something out of that damn fool house. Now if we can pass a bill that'll work, that means something in the Senate.
What does Cooley and Pogue them say about this?
They say exactly what you can ask them.
Right.
I mean, Pogue is your good friend. Ask Pogue which is better, Mr. President, the Cooley bill or the Talmadge bill, and he'll tell you the Talmadge bill.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right.
Bye.